Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Depression. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. Crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy. Crazy. I want all of you to get up out of your chair. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, hell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
What the fuck happened to the grind? Niggas came from a dime to 17.5, now it's gone, Lord. It's gone, Lord. What the fuck happened to the game? Niggas went from pain to sitting on diamond swings, now it's gone, Lord. It's gone, Lord. What the fuck happened to revolution? See, the 70s brought crack and heroin pollution. Now it's gone, it's gone. What the fuck happened to this rap shit? Oh, I see major labels promoting these faggots. It's gone, it's gone.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio the fuck down. We're coming live from the revolution. Live from the resistance. Revolution Radio. Tune in and drop the fuck out, man. Now, this is a special show. You know what I'm saying? It's a special, special show. Coming on the heels of the Mike Brown verdict. I know some of you, well, all of you, everyone should be aware of what just happened. And it's a tragic situation. It's a tragic verdict. But to be honest, I'm not fucking surprised, man. I'm not surprised to say the least. I want to hear from you guys tonight. I want to hear from you guys. If you're able to dial in and get in, I would love to hear from you. You know, just to hear where you guys is heads at. Share this link. Post this link. You know, feel free to call in. Feel free to express yourself. We're here for you. We're here to give you a voice. Like I said, anybody that's on the planet Earth right now should know that the verdict is once again
not guilty. Y'all got the film. Yeah, that's what it was. Not guilty.
What was the verdict, bro?
Not guilty. Y'all got the film. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, y'all call us up live, man. Revolution fucking radio, man. I told y'all, tune in, man. Tune in. Turn your ears up. Drop the fuck out, man. Turn your ears up and close your eyes, man, because this shit is super ugly. Now, me, myself, man, like I said, I don't want to sound like the rest of these niggas on Facebook. I'm not surprised and go right back to watching Dancing with the Stars. I'll go right back to watching, you know what I'm saying, whatever the fuck it is you niggas watch, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I have a heart for the man that got killed. I got a heart for his family. But at the same time, I'm more disgusted with the people that are left behind. You know what I'm saying? Like, before the verdict came down, everybody was watching the shit like it was just, you know, like a social media trend. not knowing that somebody's life was in the balance on both sides. So, I mean, I'm really interested to see what the general public is saying and what the general public feels about this situation. Malik.
You.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Could you tell us what you feel about the particular verdict that came down?
To be honest with you, at first, I was more in shock, maybe disbelief, that this even went to trial. And the reason I'm in shock and disbelief that this went to trial is because if you look at even what so-called African-Americans were saying about the situation, a lot of African-Americans were coming forward and saying, hey, here's video showing that this guy assaulted this police officer. Don't get it twisted, man. I don't like the police, man. Fuck them all, man. I don't like a pig at all. But I really don't like ignorant-ass niggas, man. I don't like stupid motherfuckers that aren't raised right. I don't like, you know what I'm saying, those little niggas that run around and do crazy shit. And you know what I'm saying, though, as soon as they did, they mama talking about why I need to sue the city because the city didn't give me money to raise them or whatever the fuck it is that they feel like doing, man. I feel like that's stupid. I feel like it's irresponsible for you to keep making babies and you know you have no idea how to raise one. Not to say, you know what I'm saying, raising one is just throwing it in school and expecting the system to teach it everything it needs to know in life. You have to have something in your head as well. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I mean, I feel awful for that guy's parents. You know what I'm saying? That's a son they can't get back. But the fact of the matter is, what was happening up to that point to where Michael Brown did what he did and then had the nerve and audacity to come at an officer in that manner? I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with what I'm saying, but like we said, the other night when we were talking about the show, our views aren't going to be popular, so I'm not going to give a shit, man. It's still my opinion. I'm going to say what I got to say. But really, who the fuck was raising him, man? Is he one of these nuclear babies that are raised by television? Or was he, you know what I'm saying, actually a good decent dude and caught up in a fucked up situation? I mean, even people in his neighborhood are saying the latter. So I'm not too convinced right now. I'm not too convinced at all. His track record speaks for itself, man. So, not saying the kid should have got killed, but, you know, I mean, hey, eventually you got to pay. You have adult consequences, you know what I'm saying, man, for the childish shit that you do. So,
I mean, call in, man. We want to hear from you fucking guys. I mean, call in. Don't be afraid. I mean, the lines are blowing up right now. We're getting a lot of calls. We're getting a lot of backs at it. We're jammed up right now. All I can tell you, man, is that I agree with mostly everything you said, bro. I mean, in all honesty, I agree with everything you said. And I also agree with the fact that, okay, we all pointed the finger at that pussy-ass police officer who could suck a dick and die for all I care. That's real rap. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, what are we doing in our communities to make sure that this shit doesn't happen again? Enough crying, enough whining about what's happening and who's doing what to us. When do we take initiative as men and women in our community and take responsibility for our own actions? You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point are we sick of this shit? At what point are we tired of blaming other people? And at what point are we tired of other people feeding us and other people protecting us, and we say to ourselves, okay, we're going to take control of our own community like the Panthers did in the 70s. We're going to do it for self like the Nation of Islam did in the 1940s and the 1950s and the 1960s. Because you're going to have 1,000 more Michael Browns, you're going to have 1,000 more Trayvon Martins, if we're not getting to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is not the police officer. I'm sorry to say that. If that was the root of the problem, then, you know what I'm saying, we would have never survived through slavery. We know that oppression exists. The root of the problem is Tyler fucking Perry. Can I talk to him right quick, Malik? The root of the fucking problem is BET. The root of the fucking problem is your hair hats. The root of the problem is mommy's ass is all out on the internet when she need to be raising her son. The root of the problem is daddy's in jail for child support. That's the root of the problem. The verdict isn't the root of the fucking problem. A lot of you are going to hear this verdict tonight, you know what I'm saying, make your little speeches on Facebook, You know what I mean? Some of you might go outside and throw your hands up and look like a victim. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be it. And the ones of you that are really stupid and are not trying to build a community, you're going to go in your own communities, tear up stores, raid and loot stuff, instead of building up your community and giving your children a better opportunity where they don't have to steal out of a goddamn convenience store. That's the real tragedy. This man died out. At the end of the day, this man died for robbing a convenience store. Was whatever he got out of that convenience store, was whatever he got out of that convenience store, you know what I'm saying, worth his life? I'm gonna tell y'all how it really is, man. I'm not on here trying to make no fans, no friends, or nothing like that. I'm on here to speak the real. And the real is, you know what I'm saying, if we keep pointing fingers at everyone else, and we're not taking responsibility for our own actions, and we keep begging for a seat at the table, we keep asking for a seat at the table, at a table full of people that don't want us there, to the point where Raven Simone comes out 2 weeks before this verdict and says, I don't want to be called black anymore. I just want to be called American. But you see that your court system does not treat you like an American. It treats you like you're a black-ass nigga. So, yes, for you people today, this is a reality check. This is a reality check. Do you feel African-American now? Do you feel African-American now? Or do you feel American? That's the question we're asking. It's a simple question. Do you feel African-American now, or do you feel just African? Or do you feel American? It's a joke, man. It's a joke. Call us if you can't get through right now. We apologize. It's so much volume on the show tonight. We're having technical difficulties, but we got two very passionate presenters, and we're not going to pull any punches. And if we offend anybody, fuck you, because that verdict should have offended you. And what are you doing to help your community? What are you doing to make sure that verdict doesn't happen again? That's what should offend you. If you're offended by anything, you should be offended by your terrible community. You should be offended to live in a country where two black men, matter of fact, three of you study what happened to a young boy in Valdosta, Georgia, three black men were murdered, and nobody's doing nothing. Nobody's doing nothing. That's what should offend you. That should be offensive to you. But you're going to go right around after this show is over, after this verdict dies down and it's not trendy on Twitter anymore, you know what I'm saying? After this show goes off, you're going to go right back to watching Madea. You're going to go right back to watching Tyler Perry dressed up in a dress. You're going to go right back watching The Ignorance on BET. You're going to go right back to showing your ass on Facebook. How are you honoring this man's memory? I mean, do you have anything else to add about this particular topic? I mean, this is a historical day. This is the culmination of the Trayvon Martin, included with the Michael Brown verdict. This is the Rodney King of our day. Do you have anything else to say, Malik?
I think what you just said mostly summed it up, especially what you just said about this being the Rodney King of our day.
I remember when
Rodney King got his ass whooped. And what I remember the furiousness of African Americans all across this country. It wasn't just in Cali where this happened. It wasn't just in, you know what I'm saying, parts of the West Coast. Like, they were rioting everywhere from the West Coast to the Midwest, even in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, though. And to come in a situation right here where all you niggas are doing when you see police is holding your hands up. I mean, what kind of foot? You can't come to me and talk any tough shit, any rap song anymore, because I ain't seen you put a hole in George Zimmerman. I haven't seen you whoop the brakes off of this cop. I haven't seen you get any vindication for any of the black men that have been murdered, that have been wrongly accused, wrongly charged. You know what I'm saying? Assaulted, died in police custody, in situations where they shouldn't even have been arrested in the first place. You niggas haven't got up and done shit, man. So don't come to me about tough talk and come to me about none of this super gangster shit you guys are talking about, man. I don't fucking believe you. I don't believe you. You haven't done shit to prove me anything about any hood, any area in America is fucking tough. It's not. Don't tell me about fucking Chicago. I'm not calling that shit Chirac because it's fucking Chicago. There's a bunch of dumbass niggas shooting each other up so they can go ahead and move your dumbass out of the city and do the same thing they did to you, what they're doing in most major cities now, which is rezoning, putting you in the poor sections and the poor situations while the areas they get are flourishing and your dumbass is left out in the cold to fend for yourself until eventually you either die off or move out and they can do what they want to do with the area they have. If you're that damn stupid, hey, have at it. Continue to keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? No, but it sounds like a fucking loser move to me, man. That's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, the thing that is really disgusting to me, man, what is the most disgusting factor of all of this, and I appreciate everybody showing love on Facebook and putting this link out, but I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying, y'all ride with us. Y'all support for us because we're doing this for you. But at the end of the day, don't feel like we need anybody because the truth is going to come out. And the truth has got to come out. And the fact of the matter is, this whole entire system of oppression that we're facing, as far as Facebook, as far as social media, as far as CNN, CNN types the article up saying, The verdict in Ferguson has come down where a white officer kills a black unarmed man. It's a divisive tone. That's not even professional. This whole scheme goes all the way back to the days of Superfly, all the way to how one of my friends was saying in Canada today, I mean from Canada today, Nader, he was saying that he used to listen to rap and rap made him want to be a criminal. Now that he doesn't listen to the rap, he wants to be a successful man with a legacy. Put these ideas in our children's head, and they have forced them to believe that being a thug is the way to be so they can get caught up in a system where they're gunned down in broad daylight. Okay, we know this, right? We know that the system perpetuates these actions. But what do we do to go against these actions? We pick up it. As soon as our son turns 5, we buy him a pair of Air Jordans. We don't buy him an autobiography of Malcolm X. Can I talk to him? We don't buy him the autobiography of Frederick Douglass. We go and get a 2 Chainz CD. We go get his ears pierced. We go get him a snapback. We think it's cute that he's getting twerked on by a grown woman on Facebook. But the minute that a man talks to a girl that's 17 and he's 19, you're ready to throw his teenager in jail for pedophilia, but you nasty-ass grown women are twerking on a 5-year-old on Facebook.
Mm.
Does that sound familiar?
Mm.
The day that I'm not gonna pull any punches, so if you're expecting me to pull punches, you got the wrong show. This is Revolution Radio. Tune in. Tune your ears in, turn your eyes down, drop out. You know what I'm saying? Turn your ears up. Listen, I'm not pulling no punches. The day that this news broke that this man was killed, and I call him a man because that's what he's gonna be judged at. He was judged with the consequences on this side as a man. He had to lose his life. The day that this verdict came down, the first verdict of him losing his life, his mother was out in the street with some booty shorts on. But y'all don't want to talk about that, though. Y'all don't want to talk about that, though. You don't want to talk about the cause that causes the effect. You want to talk about it's some old bullshit. I knew this was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. Yeah, I know you knew it was going to happen because you've had over 400-something years, damn pushing 500 years, 400-something years of tutorial in the School of American Justice. Malcolm X tried to tell you that. What did you do? Turn your back on him. Call him a troublemaker. Other people have came and tried to, you know what I'm saying, other people have came and tried to change your life and try to do things for you. What do? Turn your back on them as soon as they get shot. You go to the next train. When are we going to start looking out for self? This is what Revolution Radio is about. It's not about getting a bunch of celebrities up here that are going to tell you how you're broke and they're rich. They got what you need to get. If you want to hear that shit, go back to Charlamagne the Fraud and the rest of them clowns. You ain't going to get nothing here but wood and hard wood and real rap, man. Like I said, for those of you that are trying to call in, we apologize. We have a high volume of calls coming in right now. So, you know, you got to understand that emotions are high. passions are hot. You know what I'm saying? But if you're passionate about this subject, when you wake up in the morning tomorrow, it should be more than just water cooler talk. It should be action. We should see people marching in the street. We should hear the message in hip-hop start to turn around. But you know what, Mallet?
Yo, what's up?
I don't think we're going to hear that, bro. You know why I don't think we're going to hear that?
Why that?
Because it's something that our ancestors had in the 60s that we don't have. They weren't scared to lose a motherfucking job. They weren't scared to get put off radio. They weren't scared to lose the heavyweight championship of the world.
They had nuts, man. They had nuts. They said, I need my freedom. I'm going to die.
They stood up for what they believed in. You think Floyd Mayweather is willing to vacate that title the way Muhammad Ali did, to stand up for something he believes in? No,
not that
pussy.
He can't miss a dollar from pussy, man. You know that. He's not going to miss a dollar from pussy.
Revolution Radio, man. Revolution Radio. We are here. We are here. This is not a trend. This is not a fad. This is big money on the table. We are investing in our people. We are investing in our community. We're trying to give everyone a voice. We're trying to give everyone a voice. This is what this show is about. Like I said, we might have to do a part two segment so we can get all the callers in and we can get our boards working correctly, because I'm really interested to hear you all's feedback. I'm really, really interested to hear what you guys feel about this. But let me tell you this, unless you want to get barbecue smacked, please don't come on this radio show talking about I expect you this, it is what it is, this is America, this is how it go. When half of you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, whenever somebody gets to talking about how it's better this place or that place, the first thing you bring up to me is, what do they say, Malik? Let's just keep it funky. What do people say when you say, okay, well, maybe we should branch out and do other things? What do they say to you?
They got to do their own thing, man.
They got to do their own thing, and this is the greatest country in the world. Well, the greatest country in the world just got away with killing two African-American men, two African-American boys, as y'all want to call them. I give them more respect than that, by people of a different ethnicity. And both of those ethnicities walked. If you call that greatness, I call you a goddamn fool. That's not
somebody
taking lemons and making lemonade. That's taking shit and making a Whopper.
Somebody told us earlier this week, though, man, we was ungrateful Americans, man. You remember that?
Yeah, ungrateful Americans. When you're talking, and this is just real rap. I'm not saying I'm proud of this shit, but real rap, you're talking to two veterans, two people who supposedly fought for their country, right? While your motherfucking ass is sitting at the crib. So we know the truth. We know what it's like to be outside of the country, so please miss me with that. You know, these are the issues we have to talk about. We have to bring light to. Like I said, this is Revolution Radio. You can expect nothing but hard wood and real rap. That's all you're going to get over here. That's all you're going to get over here. I haven't had a lot of time to really look at the news, to be honest with you. When the verdict came down, I had somebody text me, and I had somebody come in the room and tell me what the verdict was, because really, I didn't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Either way it goes, I felt like we were going to lose, because I've been a person that's been out here fighting for the truth to come out about this country for the longest time. I'm not going to say this country. The secrets and the foulness of this government, I've been waiting for it to come out for a long-ass time. So I felt like, okay, if the guy is convicted, then they're trying to appease us. If the guy is not convicted, then they're trying to get us to act like savages and riot our own community so they can bring in martial law. So really, I felt like the tragedy was really done once the boy was killed to begin with. You know, so I didn't feel like we could win. What was your take on, you know what I'm saying, whether he, you know, whether he was convicted or not? Did you feel like that mattered or not, now?
I think that was just a process and a build-up. Did you notice the coverage on this? It wasn't covered like any other, you know what I'm saying, wrongful death shooting or anything like that. I've seen some other wrongful death shootings in the news lately, not really as big as this story. And I don't think it's really that big, because it was a situation where it was an African-American, a young African-American male, and a Caucasian officer. It's another story right now that's going on where a Caucasian officer actually shot a young Caucasian man and he died, and it was supposed to be an accident. I hope we get a chance to get to that story. But I noticed every time they mentioned the situation, they always brought the fact the officer was white. And they always brought up the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the young black male was killed. It's like poking a stick at a gorilla, trying to bait him to go in.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And it's what they continuously did over and over and over again. As we in Americans, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to call myself an American. Me as a stolen fucking slave. I had the common sense to see.
I know this is going to some of y'all.
And us as stolen slaves, I feel like we should have had the common sense to see what they were trying to do. But obviously people didn't. They got riled up. Everybody wants to go to Ferguson. To me, it looked a lot like what they were doing on Wall Street when they just sat in the park and just thought. I mean, you want to call yourself revolutionaries, but you don't want to take that next step into doing what you're supposed to be doing. And just like Brother Malcolm said, no revolution has been made in a situation where blood has not been shed. And you sitting somewhere bringing your musical artist or bringing, you know what I'm saying, a popular activist or whoever, just walking around marching, was not going to get shit done in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So I personally feel like the situation was deaded when I saw the video from Worldstar first before the situation even got big. And I noticed in the video people were just filming this dead boy in the street with no sheet on him, no nothing. Cops were just standing around him. And the video lasted for almost an hour, and he was out there like that. And I said that's a shame because any other human being, they would at least cover him up. They would at least done something to get him out of the street. And these cops were just walking around doing what they want to do, and no African-American got up in the officer's face. No African-American got up and demanded the boy be covered. I mean, people just walking around screaming and begging for things to happen. You know, I mean, nobody does shit when you beg. But when you demand something and you put them in a situation of pressure, usually they move. But no one moves.
Hold on, Malik. 1 second. We got a few callers coming in. We also have to take a commercial break. We're going to pick up right where you left off in a few seconds. Anybody want to call in, go ahead, call. The number is up on Facebook. We also have it on the SiriusXM.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. Go ahead, call in. If you have anything to say, anything you want to add, feel free to talk.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day
when I was just a little gigolo, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then when it was 1985, all the way live. I think I was about 10. One of those happy little fools singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo, mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and want to scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like
back on the bike
to play hide and go get it with the younger shows by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old.
Revolution Radio, Revolution Radio, Revolution Radio. Tune in, drop the fuck out. Tune in, drop the fuck out.
I don't have to tell you things are bad.
Bad.
We're back.
We're talking about the Michael Brown
verdict. Bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
It's like I said, it's the Rodney King moment of the 2000s, if you ask me. It's the Rodney King moment. That along with the Trayvon Martin situation. Brother Malik, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I mean, I agree with everything you were saying, man. It did look like they were poking at us and trying to get us to, you know, get us to react a certain way, you know? And I'm not sure if people are going to react that way. I'm not sure how people are going to react. But going off history, I would just tell anyone, if you see extreme violence
don't be surprised if that's coming from within your own government and those are double agents. Because if we look at the history of the last 3 or 4 years of people being shot, going all the way back to Sean Bell, there wasn't a big outcry. It wasn't a big uproar. So I would think it would be very strange for it to get to the point where they have to bring in the military and they got to bring curfews and all of this. To me, whenever that happens, you know, it's strange, and I feel like maybe they're trying to push a certain agenda.
Because aggression is nothing like it was in the 90s after the Rodney King verdict. That's
right.
Why I say it's very peculiar in how they were poking and prodding at people. It's like they wanted that aggression, but they're not quite getting it.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I don't see a lot of aggression, but this is my thing. How are you going to have a lot of fucking aggression when you have a bunch of zombies, man? They put you all to sleep, man. They put you all to sleep with all of this sugar they got you watching. You know what I'm saying? The BET Awards is trending. Kim Kardashian bending over looking like a fucking antelope. You know what I'm saying? She's trending. Pouring champagne on her ass. The color of fucking Blue Ivy's eyes is trending. Northwest is trending. You know more about these celebrities' kids than you know about your own kids. And then when a child from your community gets shot, you want to play like you give a fuck. But my question is, if it wasn't such a big national media story, would we still give a fuck? See, because when those freedom fighters were getting on those buses in the 60s, they didn't have social media. People were volunteering, taking time, coming from the South, coming from the North, coming from the West, Oakland, California, Berkeley, going to these cities and recruiting people to come down and stand up for freedom and fight. And the people responded. Now, we're making the call on Revolution Radio. Are y'all going to respond? Are you going to go right back to listening to the bullshit you listen to? If your daughter listens to murder, murder, kill, kill, she's a hoe, he's a thug, 24/7, the good book that y'all read, a lot of you read, a lot of Christians read, it says death is at a tongue. So if your child is hearing about dying 24/7, how are we surprised when they die at the age of 17? Huh? I mean, we're not looking at this thing with the mind that works, you know what I'm saying? So what we're doing at Revolution Radio is giving people the voice to speak out, and we're also bringing a message. We're going to have guests coming up next Thursday. We're going to have a very intelligent brother, a very insightful brother. For all you thinkers, for all you critical thinkers, make sure you tune in. It's going to be sharp, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have a brother on, and I'm only saying this because we have to wrap it up. This is just our trial show, and we thank everyone who has supported tonight. Let me hurry up and give you a quick rundown of what Revolution Radio is going to consist of. On Thursday night, it's going to be prime time, Revolution Radio. Tune in. Drop the fuck out. Turn your ears up. Turn your eyes down. Close your eyes. Sit back and watch us grow. On Friday night, we're going to have a retro hip-hop show for all you retro hip-hop lovers who will be debating topics like top five as well as playing some of your old classic hits, those of you that really love hip-hop. On Saturday night, we'll be having an old-school jazz, smooth, Kenny G, you know, anything that you like. What's the lady's name? She slips my mind.
Billie Holiday.
Yeah, and Billie Holiday, you know, good music like that. On Sunday night, we're going to have an old school R&B night. On Monday night, we're going to have Smash Mouth Sports Talk for you sports fans. We're going to be discussing a lot of controversial topics like fear of the black quarterback. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be discussing groundbreaking topics. On Tuesday night, we'll be having a group of very intellectual brothers who will be sitting down and talking about organizing in your communities. The name of the show is going to be the Black Caucus, getting our children involved in politics at an early age, the same way those who are well off already get their children involved in politics. How are you going to keep complaining about a system if you never put pieces in the system to change it? You can't keep complaining about a system if you're not working in the system to change it. Now, either you got to be a revolutionist or you got to be a politician. But at some point, you got to work towards changing or you're going to be a victim. On Wednesday night, we're going to have a show for the ladies. Miss Lala, we're going to have a show for the ladies. We want our ladies to call in. We want our ladies to support. We want our ladies to discuss the things that they see wrong with males, the things they see wrong with African-American males, Latino males, white males. We want them to discuss. We want to start discussing what is the new trend of homosexuality, especially in the black community among the sisters, because in the 90s, it wasn't that big of a trend. So we're curious to know what's going on in the sister's head that's pushing them to, you know, this other thing. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Thursday night is prime time, baby. Thursday night is prime time. Thursday night is Revolution Radio. Tune in. Drop the fuck out. And I'm telling you, I can't speak for the other hosts, but I can speak for me and Malik. Don't listen to this motherfucking show if you faint of heart.
Yeah.
What Method Man say? I came to bring the pain, hardcore to the brain. You know what I'm saying? We're working on getting a lot of guests up here, some surprise guests that y'all didn't think we could pull. You know what I'm saying? If you weren't with us now, don't be with us when we get big. You know what I'm saying? This is not our first go-round doing this. We know how to do this. Shout out to everyone that supported tonight. Shout out with anybody with an opinion that couldn't get on. If we have a big enough response, then later on in the week, the topic of Revolution Radio this Thursday can be the same topic, merged with the topic of the African-American sister that was killed when she was slammed to the ground by a police officer, not knowing that she had a mental illness. See, we do our research. We care about our people. Even though you're going to call us harsh and say that we're wrong, we're the ones that are taking out the time to do the work that you claim to be doing. Or is it just a hashtag to get you views on Facebook? Closing out. Malik, you got anything else you want to say?
Make sure you tune in to Revolution Radio. Make sure you tune in to us all week. It's not just a once-a-week thing. The brother just gave you the dates, man. I really want people to get some from this. The best things I feel like you can get from this, man, is reality. Sometimes when somebody hits you in the face with truth, it may hurt, it may sting a little bit, it may make you feel some kind of way about that person. No homo, you know what I'm saying, though. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, we saying this because we give a shit. If we didn't give a shit, we just look back and exploit you and just continue to keep it moving. But I hope you
man,
guys get something out of this.
Man, I want to tell my brother Malik, I'm so happy that you have joined us in this venture, man, and you really were spearheading this new movement of Revolution Radio, because when me and my DJ, DJ MGQ, and my old manager, Nader, when we first started this, we never envisioned that it could blow up to the point where it's blowing up, and you really gave us the inspiration to start over and do it again. Because really, when you're trying to help people for so long and they keep smacking your hand away, it's human nature to say, I've had enough. You know what I'm saying? I've had enough, and I don't want to be rejected anymore. But because of your constant work trying to get the message of truth out there, man, you know, we have decided to give Revolution Radio another go, man. And we're going to be the maddest motherfuckers on the block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that. And you look like I was saying before. I hope it's just not us for that long. Hope we're not the only ones that are pissed off. It should be other people that should be out there mad as hell as well. So,
like I said, man, we're here. We're not going anywhere. Revolution Radio. Tune in. Drop the fuck out. Turn your ears up and your eyes down. Close your eyes. Lean your chair back and listen to us groove. We're gonna send you out with a smooth sound. Smooth sounds. Of some real hip-hop, the Ghetto Boys. Because I know a lot of us feel like tonight, after the bullshit we just heard, our mind got to be playing tricks on
us. I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. When that shit is on, let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for tap. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my feet, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw them, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippled, and crazy senior citizens. I live by the squad. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still, it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto was a trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the street. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.